It's that time on a Friday. Woo, we made it all the way to Friday. How you feeling? Check in with yourself. That's right. It's your Friday Daily Hot Minute, you guys. Woohoo! All right, let's celebrate this Friday. And let's take a time to look back. Yes, I do this often on a Friday. I can't help it. I think it's really great to track our movement and track our celebration of self. The work that we've done, the things that we've accomplished as we wrap another quote-unquote week, right? The weekend is coming. It's like the icing on the cake, the cherry on top. It's coming, and we get to breathe just a little bit more in our day. And this Friday is a wrap. It is a wrap to the things that you were focused on at the beginning of the week. As Christine talked about, what goal did you have? What did you want to get done each and every day? And how is it moving in your life? Track it. Celebrate it. Celebrate the people around you and their movement. Be in gratitude for everything that has shown up this week to help you to feel, to know, to understand, to feel no blame and to feel no shame, but to celebrate that you know more than you did on Monday. You know more about yourself, you know more about this world, and you know more about where it is that you want to go and who you want to be. The great questions of who am I and why am I here? You know more. Christine, that's my crazy mixed up. I don't know what to do with it. Hot minute for a Friday.
Awesome. 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 Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. I'll be talking to you on the through line in just a little bit here. And what I wanted to just kind of plop into your lap, into your beautiful brains, into your hearts, is, again, a very simple thought, and it's this, that we say yes when we really mean no. We say yes for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it's wrapped around feeling like we would be selfish if we said no. We don't want to hurt or disappoint or displease people. And surprisingly enough or not, sometimes at the end of the day, it all ends badly because you needed to say no in the first place, right? Anger, resentment, all this just kind of starts to build. So, and I promise I'm almost done here, guys. It's really simple. When you look at, you go into nature and you look at a tree, and you, the tree is going to do what we know the tree is going to do, right? Or we look at grass. The grass is going to grow. We look at the simple beauty around us in nature, and nature does what it's going to do. It's not going to change its behavior to make like some other part of nature feel better, right? We are a part of the world. We are a part of everything that is here. We are made of star stuff, just alongside of everything else that's around us on the earth plane. And if you can think about your organic self moving and functioning just like a tree, just like anything else on this planet, like a dolphin, like a whale, you're not going to ask them to change their behavior so that somebody else feels better. So that they, you know, because God forbid they hurt or disappoint or displease someone. It doesn't make any rational sense, right? You're no different. And I want you to think about this because you say yes more times than you should when you really mean no. And believe it or not, that's where wrinkles come from. That's my hot minute on this fabulous Friday.
I was with you up until the wrinkles. Like I got. All right, you guys, say no to wrinkles. That's
say
really
no
what
to
Christine
wrinkles. That's right.
And that's another hot minute.